Our story today is called The Treasure Hunt by Daniel Meyerson. For more than 30 years, archaeologist Howard Carter searched the deserts of Egypt for something most people thought didn't exist, the tomb of King Tutankhamun. Most experts believed everything in the Valley of the Kings had already been discovered, but Carter continued his search. Eventually, after 5 more years, without result, Carter's sponsor, Lord Carnarvon of England, decided that he'd stop funding the search. In November of 1922, during his final season of work, Carter uncovered a hidden staircase near the tomb of Ramses VI. He sent a cable to England which said, "At last, have made wonderful discovery in valley, a magnificent tomb with seals intact." Carter had indeed located the tomb of King Tut, one of the greatest archaeological treasures ever discovered. After months of careful work, the golden treasures of the tomb were cataloged and the first intact royal mummy ever found was removed from the place where it had rested for more than 3,000 years. Carter's search was driven by his firm belief there was treasure to be found, though he could not be certain that he was correct. Unlike Carter, we have an absolutely guaranteed result of success and great reward if we search for the wisdom of God. Notice the certainty of the promise. If we receive God's word, if we cry out for it and seek it as treasure hunters do for precious metals, we'll surely find what we seek. From Proverbs 2:1-5, "My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands, turning your ear to wisdom, inclining your heart to understanding, yes, if you call for intelligence and to understanding, raise your voice. If you seek her like silver and like hidden treasures, search her out, then you'll understand the fear of the Lord, the knowledge of God you will find." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.